Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio. And Jody Hecko is joining us here from Canada. We're so excited, from British Columbia. She's the owner and founder of Soulful Conversations Life Coaching. She is dedicated to reconnecting women who are navigating the midlife chapter back to their authentic selves and sparking a transformative change from within. Jody's mission is tailored to uplift women in midlife, aged 45 and above, who have dedicated their lives to the care of others, whether it's their children, spouses, elderly parents, or service-oriented careers, often placing, their own needs last. Through her asking of powerful questions, Jody empowers these women to gracefully navigate the complexities of their midlife. She supports these beautiful women in their shifting from being last to first on their to-do list as they relearn how to love, reignite their purpose and passion at their stage in life, and conquer self-imposed limitations and create the exquisite life that they have been dreaming of. Jody's clientele comprises of accomplished, compassionate women who have dedicated themselves to service-oriented professions, including nursing and teaching, social work, and counseling as well. Jody is excited to have created an online Facebook program, Exquisitely You, for women 45 and over who are ready to re-love themselves, reignite their passion and their purpose. And it's really great to have that opportunity, to have that creative outlet too, so folks can really get rid of that and overcome that inner critic that we all have, tap into the inner wisdom and create the exquisite life that has been dreamed of, but maybe hasn't been accomplished yet. If you're ready to live more fully and envision a bright future with a more aligned way of living and a more aligned you and embody a new way of being, Jody is ready to take you to the next level and help you become the best version of you. As I mentioned, she comes to us from Kelowna, British Columbia in Canada, Jody Hecko of Soulful Conversations Coaching. A real pleasure to have her here. Jody, welcome to Close Up Radio Live. Thanks for joining us on the show today. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim, for inviting me. And yeah, it's thrilling to be a part of your coaching blog.
Yeah, I appreciate you being with us here on the program. And, I like to know what sparks people, what inspires people, what encourages them to do what they do, and what are some of the things that pointed you in the direction of doing the fantastic work that you do?
Oh, that's such a good question, Jim. Honestly, so many things. I think first and foremost, I am a woman in midlife, and, sort of navigating that myself, and it can be really tricky, and I really appreciate that trickiness. And sometimes we know how to do this, and sometimes we don't. And in addition to that, when I was in my teaching role, I've been in a teaching role for 16 years, and I just retired from it, and I experienced burnout. Now, that might not sound like it's connected, but it really is, because as a woman, I tend to be over-responsible. I tend to put others before me, especially in, what I was teaching. It was human service work, which is a diploma rather than a degree like social work. But it's really for people who want to give, want to help the most vulnerable people. And those of us who do that tend to provide so much service that sometimes we forget about ourselves. And I certainly did that when I burnt out. And so, I had about a five, six-year recovery from burnout, and being able to return to teaching and do it with so much more heart and passion because I had healed from it. I learned how to set boundaries. I learned how to put myself on my to-do list. You know, I learned how to have a better balance. I learned how to say no. So, and I think that really resonates for so many women who are just simply in midlife that, you know, if we have that sort of characteristic, if we have that personality where we just love to give to others, we love to serve others, we love to support and help others, that I think it's really in midlife where it's a natural evolution to sort of be reflective, sort of look at our life and go, how did that go? Am I happy with that? Do I want it to be different? And then to be able to go on that bit of a journey to figure that out. And that's for me how those two pieces connect, is that I've been there, done that, maybe in a professional role, but I also believe so many women do that in a personal role too, where almost their identity is connected to how they serve others. Their worth even might be connected to how they serve others.
It's so important, right? You know, and oftentimes that can be overwhelming. It can be debilitating if you don't feel you are serving, or maybe you're just, you know, over serving where you're not taking care of yourself, which, you know, we're talking about as well. I think that it's it is critical for women to not get stuck in that midlife slump, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's so important. And I think it's so easy to do. You know, one of the first things I want to say is when I really started to put together this program, there was a phrase that came to me, and I don't know if I read it somewhere or, you know, I don't know how, but it became so clear to me that we hear over and over again how midlife is a crisis. And I really want to turn that on its head, because what if midlife wasn't a crisis? What if it was an opportunity? What if it was an opportunity to rediscover ourselves, to look at what our purpose is now at midlife, to think, what brings me joy in my life? What makes my heart sing? To re-explore what our values are, because let's face it, our values evolve and change just as we do as humans. And so having those opportunities to pause, reflect, ask ourselves these really important questions, so that we can move through this midlife and maybe even be excited about it rather than dread it or think, is this all there is?
The dreaded question that we all end up facing, women, men, all of us, is that all there is? Somebody even sang that. I don't know if it's Frank Sinatra or one of them, but yeah, it is one of those questions that comes along. And, you know, it's a good question to ask because it's a good way to stop, pause, reevaluate, reboot, come out of it maybe with a refreshed approach and sort of rekindle that spark. And you help your clients do that. You've created this wonderful program called Exquisitely You. Tell us about that.
I would love to. It's certainly so near and dear to my heart. I've got such a special place for women who are striving to navigate this time in our lives. Again, because partly I've done it, but I also, organically, the women who have been drawn to me over the last few years are also in that place. So let me just share how some of the things I've heard for women that might come up. So for women, it might be empty nesters or on the cusp of being an empty nester, or who have dedicated their life prioritizing and serving others. It can be their life might feel rushed or scattered or overwhelmed. They might feel exhausted as they run from one task to the next, just trying to finish that to-do list. And sort of what we talked before is, you know, these women might pause, look up from their life and realize how disconnected they feel from who they truly are and how their identity is so closely intertwined with serving others over themselves. And I hear some women, and this might resonate for some of our listeners, where they find themselves feeling resentful, and yet they're still serving others because that's just what they've done for years and years and years. And when they try and take time out for themselves, they often feel some guilt around that because they've got a belief that self-care is selfish because their focus has been so much on supporting and serving others. And they might feel stuck or lost or confused about what they want this chapter in their life to look like. And again, feeling like their life might be passing them by. And deep down, I think we all know that there can be something more out there for us. But for some folks, they just don't know how to find it. They don't know how to access it or start putting one foot in front of the other. And that is what Exquisitely You does, is it provides women with that opportunity to reflect, think about what brings them joy. What is their purpose now at midlife? What's holding them back? You know, when it's things like, how do we set boundaries? How do we start to re-love ourselves when we've been focusing so much on what is out there, those that we are serving? So how do we turn that inwards? And then really, from what brings us joy, what makes our heart sing, well, how can we bring more of that into our life so that it's intentional, it's purposeful, and it's going to align with our core values, with, you know, all the things that we dream of for a life that might just feel a little bit out of reach. And that's what Exquisitely You does.
That's terrific. Let's talk also about the coaching itself, some of the other focus of the coaching work that you do for your clients.
Yeah, I would love to talk about that. So I think a lot of what I do is mindset work. I just think mindfulness, mindset, is so powerful. I mean, it influences how we view ourselves, our place in the world around us. And that means that it influences our decisions, our actions, our choices that we make, how we relate to other people, and how we deal with stressful situations. So I love including in every woman that I work with that we look at that mindset. Where is that for them? Is it getting in their way? So that, for example, one of the things that I've just created is a module on what gets in your way. So we're looking at our negative critic, our self-critic, what messages it tells us, and how we can empower ourselves to turn those messages around. That thoughts are only thoughts. They're not facts. And we get to choose differently if it's not working for us. So that's a huge part of what I do. I think, where do I want to go with this? I guess just sharing with you that as a coach, I have a really unique blend of experience. In addition to being a coach, I have a master's degree in clinical social work, and I have more than 20 years experience in various counseling and teaching roles. And so that diversity really allows me to meet a client where they're at and what they need, whether it be a little bit of counseling, whether it be a little bit of teaching, whether it be empowering and just being a cheerleader as a coach. So it allows me to really meet a client where they're at and what they need. And I think, in addition to that, what I'd love
to meet them where they are, right, exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I guess the last thing I'd like to share is about my name that I chose, because I chose it very specifically, and it is so dear to my heart, and that's Soulful Conversations. And it speaks to who I am and what I'm all about. So for me, being able to sit with my clients, woman to woman, heart to heart, and together we have these heartfelt conversations that go way beyond superficial exchanges and just delves really deeply, as far as my clients want to go, into their experiences. So our conversations are so beautifully authentic, raw, brave, and we have this sincere desire to connect with each other, because the more of that relationship that we have, the more that supports me being able to support the client, but for them to feel safe, to really sort of peek under the covers and take a really good look. And that takes such bravery, such courage, such vulnerability. And so creating that nurturing and safe space where they feel okay doing that with no judgment. There's no judgment attached to that. And that's what allows them to have those profound insights, those aha moments, and then to be able to realize where they want to take their life and themselves.
Why is coaching women in midlife so near and dear to your heart, Jodi?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's because I, too, am a woman in midlife.
It is the relatability,
and I think, there's such a relatability, and I truly get that it's not easy. It can really, really be hard to get stuck in those patterns that, you know, might have worked for us before, but they're just not working anymore. And to find a way out of those patterns can be really hard. And I just feel so deeply about being able to be, you know, one of those people that gets to sit with these women who want to take that time out and want life to be different. I believe so strongly in continuous learning and development. I think I will do that till the day I die, you know, and so I just believe in our ability to learn and grow. I don't think it ever stops unless we specifically choose for it. And that's why it's so near and dear to my heart, just to be able to support women in shedding those old beliefs, those old stories, and being able to embrace new possibilities.
From your perspective, how is coaching different from therapy? I know there's certain elements that may weave in and out of each other, but there are vast differences between coaching and therapy.
Oh, that's such a good question, Jim. I get that question a lot, actually. And you're right, there are significant differences. So for me, coaching is future-oriented and it's action-focused. So it's, you're here in a place in your life and you want to get somewhere in the future, but you just don't know how to sort of close that gap. So it's about having somebody in your corner that encourages you every step of the way, believing that you're capable, and just creating that space for them to be vulnerable and true to who they really are so that they can feel fully seen and heard and valued. And that process is so transformational. And it differs from therapy in terms of, I'm not here to diagnose or treat any kind of mental health issue, addiction, or past trauma. That is beautiful therapy and counseling work where we go back into life. We go into our past and we try and heal from it, learn from it, and then we can move forward. So I even see coaching and counseling working beautifully together for somebody who's sort of trying to heal their past, work on those diagnoses, and then coaching can take them from where they are as they're ready for that growth mindset, as they're ready to move forward. So it can be a really beautiful collaboration, but there's certainly differences in where we focus, if that makes sense.
Do you think that society's attitude towards aging women makes it harder for women to cope as they reach their 40s?
I do. I really do. The more I listen to women, the more I sort of dive into this, even for myself, I appreciate how society has expectations, as they do for men, but they have these expectations of obligations and responsibilities women have, that, you know, those traditional roles, and yes, we're trying to break out of them, but they can still creep in. Those stereotypes and societal pressures can make it really tough. And I think one of the contributing factors is that as we age, women talk about how they start to feel invisible and they start to feel like they have diminished worth because they're not engaging in those societal expectations or obligations or responsibilities as much as they used to. And so finding their own worth, finding their own purpose, finding their place in life can be a bit challenging, but that's what gets me excited. That's what gets me going, well, midlife, yes, we talk about it being a crisis, but imagine if it was an opportunity for you to actually empower yourself to be the magnificent woman that you've always wanted to be, but maybe there was some things holding you back. And now, now is your time.
Now is that time. Absolutely. What are some things you think, in addition to what you're describing, also distinguish you from maybe other coaches out there that do similar work?
You know, I think if I go back to my profession and how I've got so many different diverse experiences, whether it be as a social worker, you know, as a counselor, as a teacher, and now as a coach, that I can bring those together really uniquely. When I'm sitting down with a woman, it depends on what they bring forward in terms of how I decide to respond and to help them. And because I'm just not a coach, because I have those other modalities that I can bring in, that allows me to help them in a different way. And I think even what I talked about earlier, even my title, Soulful Conversations, I think that's the best way I can describe it. I know that other coaches are so incredibly beautiful in their own way, but for me to start with those soulful conversations and to create that space where the woman is the expert, she's actually the expert in her own life. You know, she's going to know what her values are. She's going to know what sets her heart on fire. She's going to know what works and what doesn't work. She is absolutely the expert in her life. And so to be able to bring that forward, and then when we get to a place, because there are going to be places where we don't know what we don't know because we haven't learned it yet. And that's where I get to bring in my teaching skills, where I can teach some approaches or strategies, and I know how to slow that process down so it's not so overwhelming for women. I take it and tease it apart so it's in bite-sized chunks, so they're not getting even more overwhelmed with coaching insofar as their life is already overwhelmed. And so we help slow that process down. I hope that, does that answer it, Jim?
It does, yeah. It leads me to the next thought, which is mindset growth. That's, I know, at the heart of your coaching. Tell us how that comes into play and what it actually is.
So our mindset is impacted by our thoughts. For me, it always comes down to our thoughts. Our thoughts bring up emotions. They evoke certain emotions. They then impact how we show up and how and the results that we get in our life. And that is a model that has been used by coaches for a very long time. I think it comes from Brooke Castor. Oh, forgive me, Brooke. I can't remember your last name, Castor. Shoot. Not doing a disservice to her for sure. And I love that. I love that model. because what it helps us do, our thoughts impact our mindset. And so if we can learn how to change our thoughts, we get to choose different thoughts. Again, our thoughts aren't facts. They're just thoughts. And that in and of itself is so empowering because it tells us that we can choose something different. We can choose a different mindset. And that then impacts our decisions and our choices and our actions, how we relate to others and how we deal with stressful situations. And that's where that transformation can happen. So I work with clients to cultivate that growth mindset, empowering them to embrace challenges, learn from setbacks, and harness that inner resilience that can create positive change in their lives.
How do the coaching packages actually work if folks are interested and want to know more? Do you do an initial assessment, something, you know, in the beginning?
I do, yeah. The first step would be for people to contact me, and we just have a conversation. It's really important to me. Fit is really important to me because it's that relationship where the magic happens. And so I want to get to know the client, what her struggles are, what her strengths are, just a little bit about her life and her background that's going to help me understand where she wants to go. And then I'll share with her a little bit about me, where I, you know, the ideas I have, what might fit for her. And I want her to have a voice, absolutely, of whether or not this fits for her, if this is where she thinks she wants to go. So we have that call. And then from there, we decide, does it want to be one-on-one coaching? Does it want to be my paid program of Exquisitely You that's, you know, there's individual, but there's also, you know, group lives and group coaching sessions, that kind of stuff, where we work as a community and be able to support each other in that community. But ultimately, it lies with the client and what they need and what they want and how they feel about the idea of working with me, if they feel like I can be that person who is their cheerleader, that person in their corner who can really support them in moving forward.
I want to let everybody know they can make that contact by going to soulfulconversations.ca. That's soulfulconversations.ca. To connect with our very special guest, Jodi Hecko. And she spells her name Joe, that's J-O-D, capital D-E-E, and then Hecko is H-E-C-K-O. She's extraordinary at what she does. And this is a real pleasure, Jodi, for you stopping by here in Close Up Radio Live and being so open and real and authentic and sharing your story with us and the passion you have for helping others.
Thank you, Jim. This has just been such a privilege to have the opportunity to just talk about what lights my heart on fire. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
You are very, very welcome. And hopefully we'll chat some more and expand some more and maybe hear testimonials, things of that nature down the line. But really a pleasure to have you with us today, Jodi, and pleasure to have our viewer, our audience, our listeners tuned in as well from around the world. Here on Close Up Radio Live. I'm your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time till next time. Also inviting you to stay right there. We've got another great guest coming up in just a moment as well. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.